And I don't know if you guys have noticed lately, but seriously, in the last couple months, the Catholic Church has gotten a whole lot sexier. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That is a sexy, hedonistic Plato's retreat, den of iniquity place to be. What a fun club. I want to be part of that club. Do you get decoder rings in there? Do you have special secret codes, you know? What a cool, great thing. It's great, this wonderful secret society that they have, you know, where, like, if you're caught, you know, or accused of, like, molesting or raping children, then, like, you or I, obviously, because we're normal people, you know, we're not anointed by God, we would go to jail. Like, if we did that, we'd all go to prison. But the priests, they don't go to prison. They get a much, much worse punishment. They get taken out of their parish from whence they were there, you know, molesting people, where people know that they're molesting, and they're taken out of that parish, the safety and sanctity of that parish, and then they're moved to a completely new parish where it's hello, fresh meat. You know, and the Pope is infallible. We're taught that. The Pope is infallible. Can't make a mistake. So I don't know why the fuck the Catholic Church just doesn't take that motherfucker to Vegas, you know? I fucking, you know, walk into the Tropicana and go, okay, put all the Catholic Church's money on 17 black, 32 red, I'm sorry. I don't think you heard the man. He said 17 black. Thank you. Let's go to Bellagio. Then they can pay off all their... Yeah. So what does the Pope have to say about what's happening here in America? The scandal where over 1,000 priests are being indicted. What does the Pope have to say? Well, the Pope said, "Okay. Well, there you go. That's what we got for you. All right. So America, American Catholics, the Pope said, "Okay. Good. That's good. That fucking incontinent, senile, fucking palsied motherfucker with Parkinson's disease is." Fucking making all these decisions. Yeah, that's good. That's good. He's a good man. Yeah, so they're God's representatives. So that's, you know, I mean, so that means, you know, that God fucks little boys. I mean, right? I mean, if you have 1,000 or so priests that we know of, just the ones we know about, on record as fucking little boys, and they're God's representatives, then that means God's a fucking boy fucker. And he has a big old dick, let me tell you. God has a big fucking cock, all right? Yeah. Maybe that explains why, maybe that gives an answer to all those grieving women who are, you know, holding on to their child's casket going, Lord God, why did you take him at such an early age? He was so innocent. Yeah, they're all up in heaven servicing the priests and God. Yeah, that's got to be it, right? I mean, that's an explanation. I mean, that... But it's those kids' fault. Come on. I mean, you know, it's there to blame. They're to share the blame is what I'm saying. They got to know. You don't... Come on. I mean, kids are so grown up nowadays. You know... Seriously, they must. You don't fucking walk into a confessional booth and you don't see scented candles and an empty box that says the violator on it and not go, huh? Come on, I don't care if you're fucking 8 years old and innocent. Figure it out. They're the ones sitting there tempting the priests anyway. You know, the priests are sitting there and all these kids are sitting there, with, you know, going like, you know, I'm sorry, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. How do you not fuck that? How do you not fuck that? You'd do the same thing if you were in a confessional booth and you weren't allowed to have any sex for the rest of your life. They're being tempted, like, come on. How? They're sitting there with that fucking innocent batting eyes and that sweetness and that gee shucks, golly, I don't know what I'm doing with that fucking tight pink virgin asshole, you know, staring that priest. He knows what's in there. He knows what's right beyond here. That shit's made of press board, man. That's you can break right through there. God made it. God made that fucking perfect ruby star fruit. Don't tell me. Do not tell me. All right. Calm down, seriously.